Grace and mercy and peace be unto you from our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us quiet in to examine the Word of God which is written from St. John, from the Gospel of St. John, first chapter at the end, beginning with verse 46 to the end of the chapter. And Nathan said unto him, Philip findeth Nathan, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, of Jesus of Nazareth, and the son of Joseph. And Nathan said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. And Jesus saw Nathan coming to him, and saith unto of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. And Nathanael said unto him, Whereest thou knowest me? And Jesus answered unto him, Before Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. And Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Amen. Beloved brothers and sisters, and beloved those listeners of the word, close and far away, we have here of a simple, short occurrence in the Bible, which here at this in these summer services, it is a small portion and here in the summer services, but we, every one of us, know this, that this is this that we have been told, this, these are base founding things that happen, which every person should experience and could receive. We are told here how a man named Nathanael received the grace of repentance. And in question is a very individual matter. No one else can take care of this matter on my behalf, but a person should himself and individually hear this gospel and to receive that which God wants to give him. This small occurrence is a small of this scene, the background of which John writes, and the chapter begins. In the beginning it was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That vision is, then it begins from before the creation of the world, and against this background, and else it ask and as the psalm writer sings, what kind of person or what is this, and what is the Son of God that you seek him? And it is a great matter that the kingdom of God is preached there where the kingdom of God exists. And those people of unbelievers and those that are not partakers of grace that can hear the calling of God. God created then the world, and he created person, he created man, and it became evident as to what kind of quality of person, and a person was defiled there, and he fell into sin in paradise, and in this way, at the end of the first world, where the evil of people and violence of people, the violence of people at that time, that God regretted that he had created man upon this earth. The earth was full of violence, and the person's own character came forth. And this is the picture in the Bible of people, that a person is, that he falls into sin, and that a person has an affinity towards sin. And this is the picture that's given to us in the Bible. As Paul said, there is no one that does good, not anyone. Everyone has fallen away, and all have become unacceptable. But God did not turn his back, even though that man that he created was weak. And for that reason, God gave his gospel, and he forgave to those first people that he created. And after that, God has searched for people that they would find the living God and his grace kingdom, and that they would receive grace, and they would receive grace and forgiveness, and they could believe freely. We are at this time in this text, and it happens then when Jesus was born, but Jesus had not started his official preaching. Jesus gathers his disciples, as we're told before this text, and Nathanael is one of the 12 disciples. And Jesus, the birth of Jesus, it was with very little notice, and it was small, that flock of children of God that knew, according to the scriptures, that knew to await his birth. At that time, the kingdom of God was very small. Also of little notice was those important messages which God gave in connection with Jesus' birth. And we remember that the soldiers of heaven, and they proclaimed glory unto God and peace on earth and goodwill toward people. And every one of us can see in our time, the life in our times here in this world, how well and how well or how poorly those have become evident. There is a lot of evil also where we want to injure others and we want to do evil things to others. But the most important message, that Christmas message of in connection with Jesus' birth, was this: what the angel revealed unto the shepherds, that unto you is born a Savior. Unto you is born a Savior. And freedom is one of the most important things that a person can own. This our fatherland. Freedom is a great, huge matter for all of us. And this longing for freedom, as we have seen with nations, has been a longing that we've seen with many nations in our time. But the most important is the rest and the peace of our soul and conscience. And there is that is that freedom with which, and this is that freedom and peace that Jesus came to create here. And for that reason we have been told that we unto you is born a Savior, and everyone child of God can be rejoicing of this Jesus, birth of the Lord Jesus, and owning him, and the freedom of our own conscience. And there is that place of endeavor for us, and that we would have the strength to preserve this throughout our own life. It will bring us a good feeling and a good and a hope of the future. And in this way, this freedom, this is the kind of freedom we preached about in the kingdom of God, and we call people to own it. And then, even though a person and humanity, even though humanity loved darkness more than light, we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world at this time. And so, we are the messengers of God to call people. We are we've three individuals in this text, and every one of them has been prepared for this meeting. They are this way prepared that grace of repentance from the beginning to the end, it is the work of God. A person cannot receive it any other way other than that God prepares our hearts. He opens the heart. God opens our heart and brings us to that place where the gospel can be preached. And so a person can become a child of God and to know God and to become his child, as we know in, as we read about it in Christianity. And so it is the desire of the heart so that this matter here in this sermon be revealed. And I know this, that many of you listeners are asking for this same matter, and it feels secure in this place that you have remembered this so way. And that you have remembered all of us speaker brothers. And first of all, there's Philip, and who was and who was a very short calling. And Philip was Philip, and Jesus, And Nathan said unto him, that Philip findeth Nathan, and said unto him, we have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. First of all, we can note this. This righteousness, that becoming righteous in God happens upon earth when he talks about the rich man and Lazarus. Because of when both of them died, Lazarus was brought unto the bosom of Abraham, and this rich man was sent into perdition. And it was a permanent state and situation. You couldn't change it later. Not even this kind of help that Lazarus could moisten the lips of the rich man. The most important matter was there, that if Lazarus or an angel would go down to his five, to go and preach this gospel unto his five brothers, that they would not go into this place of tribulation. And Jesus said, and they have Moses and the prophets, let them listen to them. If they don't believe them, they will not believe anyone who comes from heaven to proclaim this gospel. And this is what happens in practice here. Philip confesses his faith to Nathan. We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, this Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Doesn't this seem that Philip was joyous that he had found the gift of faith, and he had received the grace of repentance, and this was fresh in his mind? And clearly this was a matter of calling out in joy that he said, and he confessed his faith, I've heard this, that when you receive the grace of repentance, and their feeling is this way, and that person that received the grace of repentance, you know, great is that joy with that person, that when he tells others, that they also will repent. But another matter that is here, this Philip, short calling, was based on the words that were written before. There was the Old Covenant, the Old Testament was in use at the time of Jesus, and the reading of the Old Testament, those of us who have read the Old Testament, we know this, many, many portions where they speak of the Savior and the life of the Savior, that he will be resurrected and live, and in this way the kingdom of God at that time, and it's founded upon this, it's founded upon those scriptures written in before, and the Word of God, it is based on those scriptures, and so it is today. The Word of God, the Bible, is the highest guide for our lives, our faith life, and it is the guide also for our life. And it is the work of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God was here affecting Philip when Philip was preaching. You cannot do this work of the gospel, that first you have to receive grace yourself. And then afterwards, then you can take care of this work of the gospel, office of the gospel. And Paul writes of this to the Corinthians, and very clear words. And God is in Christ, and He reconciled with, and for the sake of His Son, He have reconciled us in His Son, and He advises and guides us through Him. The office of the Holy Spirit, every one of us has this office of priesthood of the Holy Spirit, and we can preach this holy gospel. And so short was Philip's calling, but there is all that is need. And he said briefly of what he had believed and of what he himself had received, and he wanted to be giving this out also. Nathanael, and who was at this time, he was the one that was being called, and he was the one that was listening. And of Jesus, him, and Jesus said, saw Nathanael coming and said unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. That he was in great, Philip was in doubts as to what will anything good happen to of Nathanael. And Philip has said, come and see. That faith, the bottom of the earth, the foundation of Nathanael's faith was Nathanael's foundation was being a Pharisee. The nation of Israel was the nation of God, but not all those of those all those national nation of Israel, not all of them ended the journey. Not all of them ended the journey successfully, and it was unbelief that prevented some of them from attaining their destination. There was also this sacrificial service of God, but this had to be seen as in the eyes of a sacrifice that was acceptable before God, and not everyone understand. And this, we could compare this Nathanael to Paul. When Paul talked about his own travels before he repented, he said that he could boast from his flesh about his flesh, but on the eighth day he was circumcised, is the nation of Israel, of Benjamin's relation, and he is in the law. He looked up, and that he then saw that this has all been wrong, and in the light of the grace that he received, and Paul was concerned with his unbelieving relatives, and he said that they want to be with God, but not through skill. But this Jesus means this, that truly is an Israelite who has no guile. Many believe, but even though it's the wrong faith, and they have this, they want to serve God, that God does not look that person as to what kind of person it is. When God is seeking a person to help him on the steps of repentance, when Philip said come and said, Nathanael then went to see It shows this, that he had a searching heart, a searching mind, and his conscience was open, and he went to see what was offered, what was being offered with Jesus. And this is what we would hope for this, that those on the outside would come and look what is the life of the child of God. Everyone is welcome to these services, and everyone is welcome to those services that are set up in Finland and all over the world. And also here it is, Nathan comes unto, and Jesus said, Nathan comes to Jesus, and then Nathanael said unto him, that Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel, you are the Son of God, and the King of Israel. Nathan's eyes were opened, because at the first time he met, said, to Philip said that we have a Jesus of Nazareth. Nathanael only saw that part. But when his eyes were opened beneath the grace of repentance, and then he received the new, and he could see, he lost his blindness, he could see the kingdom of God, and said that he didn't himself, he could not see it himself, but God opened this unto him, as we have remembered here in that sermon before mine here, and that who revealed unto you were the disciples. That Jesus asked the disciples, and what do people say that people are in Jesus? And Peter said that you are Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. The flesh did not reveal the Son to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Of also the same way Paul's eyes were open when Ananias preached unto him the forgiveness, and my Father has prepared for you, and you will know his thought, and you will see his righteousness, and you will hear his voice from his heart, from his mouth. And in this way God gives us this grace of repentance. And there a person knows, then becomes, know the secrets of God. God is hidden or secret. Paul writes unto the Galatians, and he was concerned about how these children of God are getting along. And he said that their hearts would receive comforting, and through love they would be joined unto all that richness, and in total understanding, and to know the secrets of God and Jesus. This is the road to the kingdom of God and to repentance, that the heart can receive. First receives comforting of the gospel, that all your sins are forgiven, and that battle has been fulfilled, and you have received many times from the hand of God, as Isaiah writes. It is a beautiful matter, that this is not a matter of the mind. The only thing is that the heart is comforted. It is not then attached to what kind of gifts we have, or what kind of. God will undress us of all our own understanding and richness, and he will put us in that place of that small one, And for that reason, Jesus thanked the Father that this has been revealed to the small ones and in a childlike way. And through this also, that first when we give up our faith, that heart does not live from this grace, but sin puts out that flame of love. And then we lose that perception or that vision of God and Christ. And then it says, Jesus says here, that you shall see more, and says, truly I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Here they speak about making a person, sanctifying a person, as we believe in that third portion of our faith. The whole child of God received this gift of the Holy Spirit, and he is moved from darkness into the beloved kingdom of his Son. And he also receives a new understanding of faith, which begins to reveal the life of the kingdom of God. And it is a great change, and it is a change of the mind. And many of you who have experienced this grace of repentance, you could relate about this yourself. It is a great change to go from darkness into the kingdom of the beloved Son of God. And it is the kingdom of light. When a person receives the Holy Spirit and he receives testimony of his own faith, as Paul says, the Spirit of God testifies through the Spirit that we are the children of God. And in other places also it is written, this vision that we saw here, and it also shows this, how a connection is born into heaven, born into the kingdom of heaven. And it means this, that when a person can hear, when a person here preaches the forgiveness of sins, it is also heard in heaven. And to whom you forgive their sins, they are forgiven also in heaven. And in this way, we have a connection to heaven. We children of God have that connection to heaven in this way. And this is what it means here of this vision. Even though our faith is not based on visions, our faith is more everyday like. But according to my understanding, this is what this means. We are in the world, but we are in the world, but not of the world. And this state of a child of God is this, and that the world doesn't understand this. They think of us as the same group as whoever flock or group there is on the outside, even though this is the kingdom or the congregation of God. And this new understanding of faith cannot be received in any other way except through repentance. And you cannot understand these matters of faith except through repentance. If we look of Jesus' discussion with Pharisees and the scribes, I'll take two examples. First, there is this That's when they related Nicodemus when he came unto Jesus. Nicodemus came at night, and he was a Pharisee. He saw that Jesus was a person. He is a person that God affects in, but he could not see that Jesus was the Son of God because he did not have his eyes opened yet. The Bible does not tell us that did they open up, and Jesus preached repentance unto him, believing truly that is not born again, he will not see the kingdom of God. And then said, truly say unto you, unless a person is born of the blood and spirit, he will not enter the kingdom of God. Another example could be when a person came into Jesus, that few are those who are saved. Through beloved brother, we heard an explanation in the morning services. Jesus could see that person's heart was open and searching person, and was close to the kingdom of God. That the question was not as something that he would tease or something. Jesus said, go unto the narrow gate, for I say unto you, many who ask, but they are not able. And we can see from these, a natural person does not understand or comprehend the matters of faith, but only through repentance. And this is a very painful matter for those many in the world. Does a child of God, does he become high-minded when he receives this great grace and mercy? Is it not the opposite that we have? We become timid and a very humble mind in the holiness of God. That holiness does not come from ourselves, but it is that holiness of God which God gives as a gift. The child of God also knows that from here starts the endeavor, that flesh and the blood did not repent, but it is always slowing our journey. We can feel this in a painful way. This great mercy we have not, any of us have not merited it. It is that great grace of God and a gift that we are believing, and that we can own this kingdom. And we could say this, and from here begins the right fear of God begins here. We do not travel in fear, but we are free grace children. But we have that childlike trust in faith, and God will reveal to us his will, and that we want to listen to more, and we want to hear the word of God and not that of the people, of persons, other persons. And also this, that we want to be obedient to that which God tells us. Obedience that modern times people think they don't have to be obedient to anyone, but we know that we have to, it is an important for all of us to be in the right fear of God, and that we are obedient to the word of God that we hear. And for this we ask for power and strength from the Heavenly Father. And so this endeavor in faith begins. Are those few that are become saved? And Jesus could see that person's heart. And he had to preach a powerful sermon that there is a time of visitation. And there's a time when God especially calls, and he preached that family, head of the family opens, the man of the head of the family opens and says, "Lord, open unto me." And the Lord said, "I don't know you." And they said, "But you have eaten and drank with us, and you taught us on the street." And yet Jesus says, the head of the family says, "I don't know you." And for that reason, I want to, this word and this preaching and all these sermons that you hear could come unto you, your ears, beloved friend, and who have been searching for God. And you have perhaps searched already unto being tired and hopeless. Your Savior, Hanel, he lives and he is here. He is present. And in his name and blood, you have permission to believe, and to believe all your lived life and faults and errors. You can believe forgiven. This is also, we children of God, when we endeavor in that our time, many times we are pressured, we feel pressure, and do we feel ourselves as being strangers in this world. But then yet we can, brothers and sisters, we can be of secure mind, and we can be of cheerful mind, for the Heavenly Father will help us. When I spoke about the preservation of freedom, and the important thing is that we don't go on the wrong road of freedom. And this is a self-denial, and this is this journey of the child of God is carrying the cross and self-denial. We can't go on that road of our own fleshly will. He that wants freedom, free spirit, that he will lose it. And then at some time will come that question: what does a person give for saving his soul? We have nothing to give. We want to, for this reason, preserve this freedom in our heart, and that peace of the soul and rest of the soul. And we want to travel here and with a flock of the Lord Jesus. So brothers and sisters, and the most important matters in these services are that the gospel can comfort your heart. And this, for this small while that we are still remaining here, that we can travel in the faith of the Son of God and in this kingdom of the light, of kingdom of light. Beloved brother Havas said in his song, at the end of the journey we will have a great celebration. There we gather those, and those last tears are wiped away. But we are, who are still living here, we're still endeavoring. For us, as the song, preserve in your soul the understanding and the strength. Or remember your journey is through darkness. brothers and sisters, raise up your hearts to believe all your sins and trials and faults of the journey forgiven in Jesus' precious holy name and precious blood, unto peace and joy. The first unto freedom and peace and joy, and in this way, and believers in the faith and gospel and putting away sin, we will attain the end, our destination. Unto my own heart I want to ask also, can I believe my sins forgiven? And this way I want to believe with you, and in this way you can remain believing. And especially if there is a young older person at a forks in the road, which direction should I go? It's worthwhile to believe and do a, and you've made a good choice that you travel this narrow road forward. This road does not become narrow, even though it shows that, even it looks that waves, it's probably an impaired view of this, but it is wider and joyful journey onto your home. And in this way can we can remain in the grace and blessed words of God. Amen.